A Howe County man passed away after storms damaged his home early Tuesday morning. According to reports, 68-year-old Jarrett Goodson passed away after storms blew the roof off his home south of Moody. Goodson died after rescuing his partner, Helen Lewis, who was trapped in the home. Emergency management says the storm had wind speeds of up to 70 miles per hour. His family said they believed that he might have died of a heart attack. A Pottersville man has been arrested in Illinois on a Howe County warrant. 29-year-old Dustin Crawford was arrested in Hancock County on a warrant for statutory sodomy or attempted statutory sodomy, deviant sexual intercourse with a child. The victim was less than 12 years old. Crawford has been extradited back to Howe County. An Isser County man arrested for sexual assault blames it on a small kitchen. 75-year-old Philip Ralph Russell was arrested for touching a woman inappropriately. A man and his girlfriend reportedly were having dinner with Russell. The woman went into the kitchen and said that Russell came up behind her and put his hand up her shorts. Russell allegedly did not deny touching the woman, but said if he did, it was accidental because of the small kitchen. Russell is charged with felony first-degree sexual assault. His bond was set at $20,000. A man from Ava was arrested last weekend on felony drug charges and on an active warrant. 39-year-old Jacob Kelly was arrested on a parole violation warrant and for felony possession of meth, misdemeanor possession of marijuana, synthetic cannabinoid of 10 grams or less prior drug offense, misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia, and second-degree trespassing. He's being held without bond for the parole violation. A woman from Donovan was arrested by the Highway Patrol Tuesday night in Ripley County. 48-year-old Ruby James was arrested for felony possession of a controlled substance, meth, felony unlawful use of a weapon, and no seatbelt. She was taken to Ripley County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. A man from Dolph, Arkansas has been arrested for domestic battery. 29-year-old Robert Stowers was arrested after questioning at the Isser County Sheriff's Office about a woman that was taken to the Calico Rock Medical Center for treatment of several severe wounds. Stowers is charged with felony second-degree domestic assault and aggravated assault on a family member. His bond was set at $25,000. The Douglas County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of three people last Friday. 33-year-old Roger Christ of Springfield was arrested on a parole violation. Christ had been an absconder since 2019. 42-year-old Kerry Strafford of Kabul was charged with operating a vehicle on a highway without a license. She was released from custody. And 50-year-old Sonia Richardson of Rolla had a warrant from Wright County with a $2,000 cash bond. She was taken to the Douglas County Jail pending charges. A Mountain Home woman has been arrested for allegedly stealing jewelry from her employer. 33-year-old Whitney Roof allegedly took jewelry valued at $9,800 and pawned it at two local pawn shops. Roof is charged with felony theft of property. She posted $5,000 bond and was released. The Isser County Sheriff's Office has received complaints concerning an older black Nissan Altima with tinted windows that's following young females and males closely in an attempt to get them to stop. Chief Deputy Charlie Melton said the vehicle has one black wheel with an unknown license plate, and callers say there are multiple Hispanic men inside the vehicle. The car was reportedly following kids around the Melbourne area and north toward Oxford. Melton said that they want the parents to make their teenagers aware so that they do not stop for any reason. If anyone has information on this vehicle, contact the Isser County Sheriff's Department. Tuesday, the Arkansas Department of Health reported 296 new COVID-19 cases with 5 new deaths. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services reported 312 new COVID-19 cases with 69 new deaths. For county totals, you can visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Last year, the annual Mammoth Spring First Baptist Church motorcycle ride was canceled because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But this year's ride is going to be happening this Saturday. ECNN talked to Pastor Charles Morgan about it.
We didn't have it last year, like you said, because of COVID. Had to cancel that, but we're going to have it this year. It's looking great. Slight chance of rain, but we've had more and didn't have any rain. And if it does get rained out, we do have a rain date of June 5th. We're going to move it to that.
He said there's some changes to this year's ride.
Well, every year there's so much going on. There's graduations, there's weddings. I mean, it's busy for us. It's busy for other people. We used to have the meal in the afternoon. People would say, well, I can't do that because I've got to go here. This year, instead of starting at Keith's, we're going to start at the church. And we're going to serve breakfast. We're going to start serving breakfast at 8 o'clock. We floated that idea, and really it took on. Everybody likes it. That way you can come, you can have a meal with us, participate in that, take off with us. If you get to a point where you got to peel off and go to something, you can do that, and you're not missing the afternoon get-together and the door prizes and all that.
The church is located on Highway 9 west of Mammoth Spring. Just last week, the Missouri House of Representatives voted down a sweeping COVID-19 liability bill that originated in the Senate. Tuesday, they gave the effort another shot. House Bill 1358 would exempt businesses from criminal or civil liability in any action allegedly exposure to a contagious disease on its premises unless they knowingly and purposely cause an individual to be exposed. Representative Ben Baker sponsors the bill.
We felt it was important to offer a very simple solution to this and give our businesses protections when it comes to this. We should have done this a long time ago, but we're hoping to get this done this year.
The bill also prohibits the state and local governments from revoking licenses for businesses that do not follow local health recommendations. It also prohibits governments from requiring individuals to quarantine.